Newberg is not yet here, so I'm going to give a little introductory shiur Be'ez Hashem. I hope not to infringe too much on what Newberg is going to be speaking about tomorrow or future days. Probably there will be some overlap, but try our best. Okay, we'll start with the Mishnah. Mishnah Chavchah Samar Aleph, part of a list of things that are ma'akev zeh zeh. It actually starts earlier on the Chav Zayin. For those who were in Sukkah here last summer, this is relevant. And the Mishnah says, the Dalet Tzitzis ma'akev zeh zeh sh'arbatan mitzvahs achas. Mitzvah achas, Rishonim arbatan arba mitzvahs. That the four different corners, four different tzitzis are ma'akev zeh zeh, because sh'ah, they're one mitzvah, and Rishmol says they're four mitzvahs. Next Mishkinning of HaTcheles. So something else about Tzitzis. Tcheles in HaMakev is HaLav, and HaLav in HaMakev is the Tcheles. Two parts of the mitzvah of Tzitzis, not just the four corners, but two parts of the mitzvah of Tzitzis, Tcheles and Lavan. So the Mishnah says that they're not Ma'akev Zeh Zeh. And on that point, the Gemara says, Lame Masis and Zoyke Rebbe, Plinetta will spend more time on this Sugya. The Rebbe holds that Tcheles and Lavan are Ma'akev Zeh Zeh. The Gemara tries to say, is the Mishnah not like Rebbe? The Gemara tries to say, maybe the Mishnah can be like Rebbe. Parenthetically, as we'll get to, the Fereshit of the Baal Amar and B'mem Malik in the second parak of Shabbos, where he thinks that he's noted to say that we actually passing like Rebbe, that Tchilas is Ma'akev Salavan, and there's basically no mitzvah sitzes, at least is what it sounds like from the Baal Amar. The Minigolam is assumed like the Rambam and others that we passkin like the Stam Mishnah, that Tchilas ain't a Ma'akev Salavan. And it's Tfilah Shal Yadim Ma'akev Shal Rosh, Shal Rosh Yadim Ma'akev Shal Yad. Now, in our Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, again, the second Mishnah talks about Ikuv. The first Mishnah talks about Ikuv, but also throws in these Lashonos of whether it's one mitzvah or four mitzvahs. So the Rambam has a lot to say about this. Rambam, in the main place we discussed about in the 11th Shoresh, of Sefer in his Sharashim, introducing Sefer HaMitzvos. Ram has yisod that ein roi limnos chelke ha-mitzvah chelek b'fnei atzmo, kishim l'kubetzei mitzvah achas. That when you have a single mitzvah that has different sections or different aspects or different parts, then we count them all as one mitzvah, not as separate mitzvahs. Lulav, he says, even though there's dalet minim and the Ram Shidus, you can actually take them zeh achar zeh, but still there's one mitzvah because that's one mitzvah, it's ma'akev zeh zeh, it's one pasuk. He goes to give other examples of that. And he says, but sometimes hard to tell whether something is one mitzvah or four mitzvahs. And he says like this, he says, v'zeh ha-shoresh dak lohavin me'od v'ofen dakuso, v'zeh ha-shasapalach. Ma'asher kol ma'ash amr chazal bo'asher dov ra'ploni ve'ploni ma'akvim zeh zeh, hineyo mevur shu mitzachas. Ram Shit is that whenever we find that things are ma'akev each other, they're most certainly one mitzvah. Can't be that the Torah said you have to do A and B, and A means nothing without B, and B means nothing without A, but they're not one mitzvah. That's one mitzvah. I mean, the Torah said to do A and B. Skip down. V'amna mokum makoshiu, where it gets difficult, that's pashut, says Rambam. There's nothing to be done about that. What's unclear and what's a little bit difficult is when things are not makim each other. V'amna mokum makoshiu v'dvarim sh'amr b'em e makim zeseh. Ki ol makshavi, the initial reasoning would have been, since each chelek doesn't need the other one, each one can stand and exist on its own, it means they're two different things, the Torah is mitzvah. Says chelek and lavan are not makim each other, so I would have presumed that they're two separate mitzvahs. And says the Rambam, now we presume that. I really want to presume that he have shalom shenomer shalom and tchelas in mishtei mitzvos. The Rambam does not count love and tchelas as two mitzvos. The Rambam counts this as one mitzvah. Says, but I would have assumed that they're two mitzvos. Lule mashem mitzvon olam lashem avur mechilta bishmal. Except it's against the mechilta. Neamar kikotz the mechilta. Neamar sham yochli she shtei mitzvos mitzvah tchelas mitzvah tzitz. It's fair she mechilta. You would have said they're two mitzvos. Talmud loymer v'chaya lachem letzitzitz mitzvah achas yivein shtei mitzvos. He can make fires bar lecha. She says the fair shem mechilta. That's the mechilta trying to tell. He says the one mitzvah. The Ram quotes this mechilta here. He quotes it in the Minna mitzvos. There he quotes it from a sefrei. Mitzvah achas in shtey mitzvos, mitzvah yidalet. He quotes it in the Mishnah Torah in Perek Aleph Halacha Hilchos Tzitzis. He references in the parish of Mishnayos here in the beginning of the fourth parak. So Kvaris Baruch Hashavil Chalakim Shein Ma'akim Zep Amu Mitzvah Achas Kishia Inyach. You see, says Rambam Sifrim here that even things that are not ma'akim each other can sometimes be mitzvah achas. Kishia, and then he says, what are the parameters? Kishia Inyon Echot. When there's one inyon, when there's one point, there's one. The Torah think was one result the Torah is trying to accomplish. Since the Torah tells you what this is all about, it's Laman Tizkeru. So the Torah says you put Tchelis, you put Lavan, and the purpose of Laman Tizkeru, and since the two of them together accomplish Laman Tizkeru, that therefore we should understand that as Mitzachas. And again, Ram needs from the Mechilta needs a pasuk for this. So it's not. Didn't have to have said that. You didn't have to say this whole idea, or you didn't have to say that's obvious that the two of them are both for the Laman Tizkeru. Maybe the only Tchelis is the Laman Tizkeru. It's a possibility. But once you at least have the drash and the Mechilta, the way to interpret it, says the Rambam, is that since what the Torah is telling you is that since the Tchelis are essentially one point, it's true they're not ma'akim each other. Meaning to say, there is a kiyum of a. You're doing something, you're Mekayim Mitzvah, you get Tzchar if you do the love without the Tchelis, let's say. But you're not fully fulfilling that mitzvah unless you have love and tchelos together. It's, as opposed to, tefillin shiah, tefillin shirosh, which he counts as two separate mitzvahs, where the Rambam says they're separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah tefillin shiah, one mitzvah tefillin shirosh. This is part of the same mitzvah. It's part of the same inyan. Now, before we go into the details, the Ramban in the Lasagos. The Ramban is Asagos. There's something very, very fascinating here. Very fundamental methodologically here. And Minyan Mitzvahs. The Ramban is Asagos attacks the Rambam. Sort of. The Ramban says that. Quotes the Rambam, he says, "Vani Omer, Imanirul Rabu Shroy Lima Salaka Jebakbad," in the old Sefer Mitzvahs, this part, some of it's omitted. You have to ask one of the newer ones. Some of the Ramban is omitted. So he says, if the Ram was convinced, he says like this, if Ram was convinced me svar that the two mitzvahs, I wouldn't change my mind because it's mechilta. Why, says the Ramban? Because that's not what the mechilta means. He says, mechilta, the sefrei, what do they mean? He says, look at the same sefrei. He says, well, the Mechilta. He says, what the Mechilta means is, the Ma'akum says that. The Mechilta means Rebbe. That's what the Mechilta means. By saying Mitzvah Achaz, the Mechilta means Rebbe. V'zo shim m'shem b'menachos, v'shom z'fri. Arba says, Ma'akum z'zu, she'ar ba'at Mitzvah Achaz. Rebbe Shmuel or Arba'at Mitzvah Achaz. And he shtels too, look at that, we gotta get back to this Ramban, to the Mishnah on Chav Ches, where the Mishnah says, they're Ma'akum z'zu because they're Mitzvah Achaz. So you see that the term Mitzvah Achaz in the context of the Mishnah of Ches refers, and Rishon says, no, they're four mitzvahs, which the Ramban says means they're not ma'akev. That's what the Mishnah means, right? So the Ramban says, you see that the Chazal are using the term mitzvah achas, arab mitzvahs, to refer to ikuv. Memela, that's what the Mechilta means, that's what the Sefrei means, says the Ramban. That this Mechilta is Rebbe Shita. So if you, Rama, we're not going to pass like Rebbe, so maybe you should pass like Rebbe, but if you're not going to pass like Rebbe, then this Mechilta shouldn't change your position about whether how many mitzvahs you count it as, because the Mechilta is just telling you they're ma'akev. When we can't tell what's the Ramban Shabbat, Omer mitzvah achas, Yerot Zubo Shei Ma'akum Zezeh. Vomer Shein Ma'akum Zezeh, Yasuzo Mitzvah Rabbos. And the first objection is, Vatema min harav, Im adasa mechilta zu atchilsam in a ma'akum zezeh, le'eze inyon shonu sham mitzvah achas, Yem Shei Mitzvah. The Rambam understood that that's not what the Mechilta is saying, right? The Rambam thinks the Mechiltos, they're not ma'akum. The Mechilta is learning a drasha from a pasuk, telling you they're one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. So what does that mean? What's the nafkamin of that? He bought Hanaz Achshav Lenos Ramach Mitzvah Say Lamdei Shlonov Mitzvah Sitz Becheshmoneil Mitzvah Achas. Says this is a drasha telling you how to count our mitzvahs. That's not what the Ramban thinks. That can't be what the drasha is saying. Ram seems to think that's exactly what the drasha is saying.
Ram would say that the nafkamin is all the nafkamin of that
one. Maybe we'll discuss that. Maybe Bezer Shem. Hold up on that. So that's possible. Time to get that out. It's just that it's a little bit complicated in some. But that's the Ramban, Tanya's in the Rambam, that if you're telling me this is, I mean, the Rambam doesn't say that point. The Rambam, if you're telling me this is a point of minyan mitzvah, it's a drushes chal coming to it. Can you drushes how to count one? There's two mitzvahs. That's not, you don't have drushes chadal telling you how to count the minyan mitzvahs. My nafkamina. So Ramban says, Tanya, it can't be that's what it's talking about. The dover ino roy litospo. Can't be. So it must be telling you it's one mitzvah. That's what Ramban says. Then the Ramban goes on to try to defend the Rambam, and to summarize his defense, he says that the Mechilta doesn't impress me. Lamaisa, though, the Rambam might be right, there's a single mitzvah, with or without the Mechilta, it might be correct. What's the difference? But then the question is, what's in that in Tefillin? And so he's telling me Tefillin is different, because Tefillin also is a Chor one Indian. Torah says, Chartam, also Mitzvah Necha, and both is Lamaisa, Torah Shem Ficha. Tefillin is always lumped together, Tefillin Shah and Tefillin Sharosh. And it's always phrased together. And the Torah says, "Lamanti Torah Shem Beficha." All the whatever Indian tefillin is trying to accomplish, he says, is more mashman tefillin than is of anything in tzitzis. Tzitzis separates tzitzis and tcheles. Tefillin is more lumped together than tzitzis. So, if anything, he says, "V'im nabi liyam rei tefillin yachshu yosur inyan acher echad shekol mash kosu b'zeh kosu b'zeh v'kavon avinim b'machas lamanti Torah Shem Befinu suma k'neged aleiv amoach." We say the tefillah before you put on tefillin that's from the tour. That's all part of the same Inyan. Unless you tell me, because they're two separate ma'isim. But then the question is, why is Kriyashma two? The Rambam quotes Kriyashma is one mitzvah, and Tmidim Shama Shachlam Shavayim is one mitzvah. They're also two separate ma'isim. So that's the problem. We'll get back to. But in terms of the issue of the Ramban's time and the Rambam, that what are you doing? You're just having a pasuk trying to tell you min the mitzvahs. So it could be somebody the Rambam's Ram thinks, yeah, do a pasuk and tell me min the mitzvahs. And the Rambam thinks the Chazal were very makbin the Lashon in that regard, because the Rambam in Mitzvah Yud Gimel and Mitzvah Sasei by Tefillin, when it comes to Tefillin, he tries to show how to know that Tefillin are two mitzvahs, not one, because Chazal use a Lashon, man the less they stay mitzvahs, chod mitzvah le'avim. And he says, he needs a Lashon, korot and shashor or stay mitzvahs. Now, the Rambam thinks that Chazal were, this is a big deal, for the Rambam, this is a very big, many mitzvahs is a big deal. And Chazal were very sensitive in their Lashon, where they would call something two mitzvahs. That's not, Ramban says, that just means Ikuv, not Ikuv. It doesn't, you don't get so excited. They're not relating to the concept of Tariq mitzvahs. The Ram thinks they are. That means Tariq mitzvahs is a very big deal. So the question is, what? So, this is Ha'ara. I'm not sure if this is right, but the, if you look at, it's interesting. Look at the Ramsak Dhamma to Mishnah Torah. Well, even already the first part. What is the purpose of Mishnah Torah? So the Ramsak is Hakdama before he gets to the Hakdama. He starts the Pasuk. Ozlo Evo Shvabid Yel Kol Mitzvah Secha. And the first line is Hakdama. Kol Ha Mitzvah Shnei Lola Moshe M'sine Perushim Yitnu. Shnei Amar Ben Lachaz Luchos Evan Torah Mitzvah. Torah Zer Torah Shevach Sahava Mitzvah Zu Perusha. And Mitzvah Zu Nikris Torah Shalpeh. The Ramsak keeps using the terminology that the Torah Kresh Baruch gave us mitzvahs. Torah Shal Peh is the Pirush HaMitzvos. Later, in the Rams, towards the end of the Rams HaKdama, the Rams says, why did I write this? He writes this elsewhere, and also similar in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos. Why did he write this? Because I want everyone to know Torah Shal Peh, because people are not, people don't have time, they're not able to learn Torah Shal Peh so much, to get to the bottom, to get to the conclusions. That this chibur should mekaber Torah Shal Kula im atkonos and hagos. That should mekaber the whole Torah Shal Peh. What Torah Shal Peh? Later in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's clear. The Ram, and if you were just to note this, this is Rack of Weinberg. I saw in a quotation that points this out, that the Ram in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the people get excited. The Ram says, "I'm going to include all Torah Shal Peh here," and everybody will attack the Ram. What, you don't another safer to know Torah Shal Peh? I said, "What do you mean? An old Shas." So the Ram, if you look in the Ram used the Lashon in Perak Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, he defines Torah Shal very specifically. There's something called Torah Shal Peh, and something called Gemara or Talmud. Torah Shal means the dinim. Mizbonim Beitel Chavi Davar Midavar Midavar Midavar. That's all Talmud. That's not Torah Shalapa. Torah Shalapa is the bottom line. It's Masonis. The dinner. So the Rambam is correct. What he did after he just defined Torah Shalapa. Apparently, Rambam he just defined Torah Shalapa after the Torah Shalapa. Yeah, you learn all Mishnah Torah. You know all Torah Shalapa. Doesn't mean there's no point in learning anything more. We could always think of Torah Shalapa and Torah Shalapa. Rambam says no. There's Yashcha and Talmud. There's Torah Shalapa and Torah Shalapa, and there's Talmud. This doesn't teach you Talmud. That you got to sit and learn. But if you want to just know about the Torah Shalapa, this is giving you the Torah Shalapa, which in the Rambam's opinion of what the Torah Shalapa constitutes. But the Rambam keeps using the lashon over and over again that Torah Shalapa is, as he said before, Perush HaMitzvos. And he says everyone should know Kol Adinim Gulim Kol Adol Bedin Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. And in every, he talks about how in every chelik of halachos, yeshem halachos, she mishpatei mitzvah achas bovad, vua mitzvah shesh bedivri kabbalah harbe, vua inim b'fein atzmo, yeshem halachos, she kolam mishpatei mitzvahs harbe, yim osan mitzvahs kulam b'nin echad. Me shechilak achi berzel fi in yonam lofi minin ha mitzvahs. So some halachos have the mishpatim of one mitzvah, some halachos have the mishpatim of many mitzvahs. U minin ha mitzvahs, what are these minna mitzvahs that I'm about to elaborate upon? 613, he gives us a whole list. In other words, the Rambam, when he describes self-description of the sefer he's about to write, is essentially a beer of mitzvahs ha-Torah. There's something called Torah Kashbar, okay, mitzvahs, and there's Torah Shalapah, which is the beer ha-mitzvahs. So it's a lot, ulai, the Rambam is saying, Rambam made such a big deal about this because Rambam thinks that part of, and Rambam, that's what Torah Shalapah is, and the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says the mitzvah to know Torah Shalapah. That perhaps the structure of Torah Shalapah, the Rambam, was patterned after mitzvahs. And if we have a Mesorah from Chazal, Targum, it's never seen like. Part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah is to define the mitzvahs and then to elaborate and then to understand their elaboration. So it's important to know what counts as a mitzvah, what's a mitzvah in the list, what's not a mitzvah in the list. Is there an afkamina in terms of how it plays out in Ma'isa? I don't know. But I think if you the Rambam, that's part of Talmud Torah. Part of Talmud Torah is defining the mitzvah of Torah, and then that's in the Torah Shal Saf through Torah Shal Peh, telling you what are the mitzvah of Torah that comes out, and what are the mishpatei mitzvah sa'ilu. It's definitely clear the Rambam emphasized very strongly, again, that makes a big deal of point on what the mitzvahs are. If you read his Akdamah to say for mitzvahs, he thinks it's a very important endeavor. He talks about how he's so agitated when he hears people messing things up about this. You know, it's not just a chetimsa. So it's yitochein that the Rambam would tell you that it's important for the Rambam because it's important to know what the mitzvahs are, and they have a drashas chazal. That's exactly the drashas thing. The drashas chazal would tell you that also. The drashas chazal thing didn't know you should know this one. It's not two mitzvahs. Why does part of Talmud Torah to know that there's a musik of tarik mitzvahs? It's part of Talmud knows, and what are the tarik mitzvahs? Why is that important? Think about it. But that's what I think that's the mashmos of the Rambam. The alternative is to say, if you look at the Ramban in the Sakdama, not Zama, in the beginning of Sharash Aleph, so he's not at all sure, even though he gets a minion, even though he gets into his own minion of Tarek Mitzvahs, he's not, first of all, he's Mesupuk, whether or not there was a Mesorah, there was such a thing called Tarek Mitzvahs. I mean, clearly, he's not first whether everyone agrees, but even if everyone agrees, he's Mesupuk whether that was a Mesorah, a Kabbalah, Mesinai, or whether that was just the conclusion that Chabad came out to when they figured out how many mitzvahs there were, that's the number. But if you say the latter, so there's no essential, it's not essentially important to know what the mitzvahs are, except for the fact that once I know they're tayag, so I guess I can sort of figure out if I missed one, so I can, it's a hechetimsa to know, this doesn't count, so I must be missing one, so there must be something else. But it's not fundamentally significant whether something is one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, other than perhaps as a tool to figure out if you got all the mitzvahs. And even this other side, that it's a mesorah, could certainly just mean that. Again, there's a mesorah they had, that they were tarik mitzvahs, and then there must have been some tool to use to figure out what's included in that list, and that's relevant to know, because it can have significance. Because you want to know whether Birch HaTorah is the Dreis Rabbanan, so arguably, just for example, so then you have to figure out if you're missing a mitzvah, maybe it's Dreis HaTorah. I mean, things like that. But it's not necessarily fundamental to call what something one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, is not a fundamental point that you have a drush chadal telling you whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. The Rambam seems to think it is, the Pshuto. That's just what I like to make with Yesh La'ayim B'zayosim. Anyway, back to the fundamental issue here in terms of Tzitzis. So again, so the Rambam counts tzitzis as two mitzvahs, he counts tefillin as one mitzvah. The other end. Tzitzis is one mitzvah, I'm sorry, tefillin is two mitzvahs. The Ramban attacks them. I don't understand what the difference between tzitzis and tefillin is. If you're telling me tzitzis is, even though it's not ma'akev, is one mitzvah, because in an echad, tefillin also just should just be just as much in an echad. The Ramban goes on to point out that the Bahag counts tefillin as one mitzvah, and tzitzis is one mitzvah. That's good. That's good. The Bahag is good. Okay, but to feed the Ram, I don't really understand the chiluk. The Ramban himself says he counts tzitzis as one mitzvah, he counts tefillin as two mitzvahs, he counts kriyashma as two mitzvahs, and tamid as two mitzvahs. The Ramban, at the end, the very end of the mitzvahs, where he summarizes the mitzvahs that he adds, and he subtracts the Ramban, and adds the Ramban, so he says, I'm going to count kriyashma as two mitzvahs, because there's mano, lashon has, find a second, here. Krishna Shach and Krishna Arvis are not ma'akim each other, they're different zmanim. So two separate mitzvahs. The man does not understand what Pshan the Rambam is, why the Rambam counts tzitzis as one, tefillin as two, and Krishna as one. So that's where the Krishna and Tamid and Torah, all those things as one. So that's where the problem with the Rambam lies. So I guess one possible ma'alach would be to suggest that somehow, if you can figure out why tefillin is not one Indian and Kriyat Shema is one Indian, so that would be a way out. I think there's Torah in that respect, that Kriyat Shema is just a joint process of Kabbalah Soma Shemayim. There's the two times a day. You have to say by Kriyat Shema, say something similar by Tamid, you have to say something which is easier by something similar by Torah. You have to go through each one of those mitzvahs and say alumdis that each one of them is somehow, the two of them fused together to create a certain totsah, and tefillin dafka doesn't do that, or doesn't only do that. The question is, any evidence the Rambam for that? The Ramban himself again suggests the teretz, but he gets stuck. Ramban himself suggests the teretz in the Rambam that tefillin is different than tzitzis, not because they're fundamentally one in universe two inyanim, but because tefillin has two meisim and tzitzis is one meisim. So Ramban gets stuck, but if you look at the Rivash in Chuvas Rivash Tim Kuflan Zayin, that's exactly what he says. He doesn't get into the question of Krishna and Tamidim. He just says, he's talking about tefillin over there, but he says, tefillin is not ma'akev, rather two mitzvahs. Ay, tzitzis. Tzitzis is one mitzvah because you do it together. You wear love and tchelas together, so you can count as one mitzvah even though they're not ma'akev. But tefillin, shalyad, shalosh, two different things. So even as long as they're not ma'akev, if they're ma'akev, it's fine, but as long as they're not ma'akev, and even if the Torah is mitzvah them to achieve maybe a joint goal, but since the two things are two separate meisim, they're not ma'akev, they have to be considered two mitzvahs. So what do you do then with Kriyat Shema? So it could be that the simple answer to that question, simple, but is that Kriyat Shema is a repeat. So is Talmud, so is Torah. In other words, just like, let's say the mitzvah's lulav, the mikdash is not seven mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. You do the same thing seven times over 7 days. So the mitzvah's tefillah is one today. It's one mitzvah, two once a day. Mitzvah Kriyat Shema happens at different time frame. Instead of once a day, twice a day. The Lashon Ram is mitzvah pamayim b'chayim b'yom. He doesn't actually even say, I think, when he's mindful of the mitzvah at the beginning, you can take this differently, but just read what he says. Pamayim b'chayim 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 b'chayim. He emphasizes that pamayim b'chayim b'chayim. So it can take a number of ways. But Lamaisa, the Ram says that's the Zman. The Zman is used twice a day. So it could be that's made as simple as teretz. Made as simple as teretz is that tefillin has to be two mitzvahs to feed the Rambam because two fundamentally different actions. Not just you do them separately, but they're fundamentally different activities. Masha'ein Kain tzitzis, which the tchelas and love are done jointly, and Masha'ein Kain say kriyash matzidim ktoras, where the Torah says, well, why are we assuming the day is specifically tefillah? We're not counting as 365 mitzvahs because you do it every day. So the day has to be the cutoff. Kriyashma, as you do, is that 354, whatever times a year, you do it 788 times a year. Just no matter how many times you do it. So it's the same mitzvah done over and over and over again, no matter how many times. That's what perhaps the Rambam doesn't count them as one mitzvah. Rambam doesn't. Rambam wasn't bothered by the kashya. He's bothered by tefillin. He's not bothered by that bechlal. I think the Malbim is Mashna, right? The Malbim in Simi Yogimel, Arz Achayim. So, Hashem Baruch Hashem Zohar and Arz Achayim. We'll leave with Arz Achayim. Unfortunately, we only have the Malbims in the very beginning of the Odor Achayim. But the Malbims, I only saw the Arichos here, so I just saw part of it. But the Malbim says he thinks Tefillin is two separate mitzvahs, slightly different Nusuf, but similar concept, because the Tefillin Shai is different than Tefillin Sharosh. One Dala Parshas, the Dala Parshas on one bias, one on four batim. In other words, it sounds like, had it been that you did the same with that bias, Mishael and Sharosh, it's also, you're just doing the same thing twice. But since punct, they're actually hiding the same Chefza, so the Imam is two separate mice, and that's why the Rambam will count them as two mitzvahs, as Islam says. I have a Diuk, I think, supporting this Mahalach and the Rambam. Look at the Rambam Peirush and Mishnayos. Here in the fourth parak of Menachos, but then you have to look at one of the newer ones because this also was a Chafach points out on the bottom. There was a Madura Kamana, a Madura Basra. Points of course the Kesef Mishnah, who attacks a claims the Tov Sofer from the Amperish Mishnayos because in the Arabic it doesn't say it. And the Chafach points out in the Arabic it did say it, but the Rambam, that was the Madura Kamana, the Rambam corrected, which is why it's not a Stira. The Rambam's lashon is like this: V'da shetchilas alav and avish ein ma'akim zezera im yachad mitzvah achas lo shtei mitzvos. Avot Tefillah, the Rambam thinks it's very important. Avot Tefillah sheyad v'shal rosh heim shtei mitzvos k'mo shebarano zeh b'sefer minyan mitzvos. Ulefichach kol zman sheniach echad meyam kolomar shelav sho harezek ki mitzvah achas mitzvah zaseh achas yotzei echolos. Again, ulefichach kol zman sheniach echad meyam, one of the tefillin, if you wear one tefillin, therefore you're mekayim in mitzvah one mitzvah yotzei echolos. And let's say, understand. And let's say they were mitzvah achas, like tzitzis. Wouldn't it still be accurate that if you just wore tzitzis, you would be mekayim mitzvah achas yotzei chavasa? That's the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Tzitzis. Rambam says if I wear tzitzis, I'm mekayim mitzvah with love without tzitzis. I'm akiv. So if I wear love without tzitzis, I'm mekayim mitzvah. Aleph Hey, Avbish ain't echo me ma'akev is chavei or ain't shame it. So it's elmitze achas. Valovish tal sheish belovan o tchelas o shneim kachad vekiyim mitzase achas. Okay, so why does Ram say here in Parashat Mishnayos, since tefillin is two mitzvahs, therefore if I do put on one tefillah, I'm a kaim mitzvah and yotzei chavasa. That's not the chiluk between tzitzis and tefillin. He just distinguishes tzitzis and tefillin. One's one mitzvah, one's two mitzvahs. Ulefichach you're yotzei. What's happens? That's not the chiluk. The chiluk is whether ma'akev or not ma'akev, and they're both not ma'akev. That's not the point. So, two pas mahalcha, but one pas mahalcha is to say that when it comes to tefillin, it could be the things of haba atalia. Meaning, by tefillin, it's not shayach. Maybe the Ram says, that by tefillin, the middle position is not shayach. It's not shayach to say that it's not ma'akev and one mitzvah. It's not shayach. It's two separate ma'isim, two separate chafotzim. You can't call that one mitzvah. One's a mitzvah putin shayach, one's a mitzvah putin sharosh. Well, what is shayach to say? The only way you can get them is one mitzvah is what? Is if they were ma'akev. But if you're telling me, but as Ram says in Sefer Mitzvahs, if they're ma'akev, and if they're ma'akev, they have to be one mitzvah. So by saying that they're staying mitzvahs, then behechrich, you're essentially saying that they're not ma'akev. Because you have to say mitzvah. I'm sorry, because how do you say it this way? How do you say they were mitzvah achas? The only way to say they were mitzvah achas would be to say they were ma'akev. Since they're shtei mitzvahs, they can be not ma'akev, and therefore you can be able to say one. In other words, by tzitzis, it's possible to have a tziur of being yotzei one, in other words, not being ma'akev and still call them one mitzvah. But by tzitzis, it's not shayach. So your alternative is either that they're one mitzvah and they're ma'akev, or the two mitzvahs and not ma'akev. Good. So what are they? The two mitzvahs and they're not ma'akev. Two mitzvahs and not ma'akev. That's what you can be yotzei with one. Maybe that's what he's saying. It could be something else. Maybe we'll get to what Moshe was referring to before. That may be part of the answer. But I'll leave it for now. But the Slefichach, unless there's a mistake in the translation, but the Slefichach is, I think, very striking. So maybe that's the pshat. That might also be the pshat, although this is more of a chiddush, in the what the Ramban was timing from the Lashna Mishnah, to the Ramban. Lashna Mishnah, which the Ramban quotes verbatim. is the Dalet Tzitzios, again, Ma'akwa Zo Azu Sharabat and Mitzvah Achas. Dalet is Ma'akwa Zo Azu Sharabat and Mitzvah Achas. That's a funny lesson. The four tzitzis are ma'akos each other, share our bat mitzvah, because they're one mitzvah. And let's say, why does that follow? Just because they're one mitzvah doesn't follow their ma'akiv. It's the Rambam. Tchilas and Lavan are one mitzvah, but they're not ma'akiv each other. So dalat ma'akos, who share our bat mitzvah? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel are our mitzvahs. So, lav dafka, dalat ma'akos, period. No, they're also mitzvah. Maybe. But again, that's it doesn't follow just because they're mitzvah achas that they're going to be ma'akev. But they're ma'akev because they're ma'akev. And it's true that once you know they're ma'akev, you know they're one mitzvah. So the shah, the shah should be reversed. You know, the cause and effect in that sentence should be reversed. You know, mitzvah and they're l'fichach mitzvah achas. So maybe it's the lashon of the shah is l'lav dafka. Ram quotes lashon in the Mishnah Torah. Kitzuroso, we didn't have to quote it. Arbat says ma'akzu sheh arbat ha-mitzachas. I don't know, maybe it's a little avdavka, but maybe it's the same kind of diuk, that the if, and this is a little bit more, it's more of a jump, but if the Rambam only said what he said by Tchelis and Lavan, because Tchelis and Lavan, yes, you have to say they're in your Echad. You have to say, it's true. Had they not been in Inyanachim, even though you did them together, they would be, still be two mitzvahs. That's the Inyanachim. But they're in Inyanachim, they're done together. And then the question, how do you view Dalid Kanfus? And this is going to be a bigger topic. So this, what's Pshat? There's a din you have to do with Dalid Kanfus. Dalid Kanfus is the Pshat that, it's like a din that you need a beg at Sheyesh by Dalid Tzitzis. There's one Indian called the beg Sheyesh by Dalid Tzitzis. Or no, there's a halacha that I'm a beged. You have four corners, you have four mitzvahs, you have not four mitzvahs, they're lacking each other, but you have four dependent chiyuvim. You have to put tzitzis here and tzitzis here and tzitzis here and tzitzis here. Happens to be, Rishmo holds each one is an event, and Tanagama holds, and Makiv Zuzu. The Torah, you only can get away with one unless you do all of them. But fundamentally, they're four separate, it's not a transformation of the beggar, they're four separate things, four separate meisim, or four separate levushim. You're wearing tzitzis on this corner, you're wearing tzitzis on that corner, tzitzis on this corner, tzitzis on that corner. If you say the latter, then maybe the Rambam again. The Rambam was saying that Arba Tzitzim Akhri Sharbat Mitzvah Achas, meaning it's essentially Tainu Hach. In the context of this kind of mitzvah, it's Tainu Hach to say there are Mitzvah Achas and Akhma Zuzu. It's only when you get to Tzitzis and Lavan and Tcheles, which is literally done together, and if they're in an Echa, then you can say, well, really, they're one mitzvah. One is the mitzvah, two, both of them are mitzvah b'shlemi. So, but you can have each one separately and still view them as one mitzvah because you're doing one thing. Here, you're doing four things. You're putting tzitzis here, tzitzis here, tzitzis there. So, again, the only question is, are they ma'akev or not ma'akev? One mitzvah and four mitzvahs are synonymous with the question of whether one ma'akev, not ma'akev. So it's not cause and effect exactly. It's still a little dachuk, but at least it's synonymous. It's not a kasha. Yeah, they're ma'akev zuzu because they're one mitzvah, which is, yeah, but in this context, when you're telling me they're one mitzvah, then one mitzvah would mean the ma'akev zuzu, in this kind of mitzvah. Again, specifically, but similar to what the same diak we had around Beit Tzvilin. Calling them one mitzvah, in that case, calling them two mitzvahs, but here it means they're not ma'akev. This is calling one mitzvah, it means they are ma'akev. So this leads us to what Moshe was talking about before. Yes.
Says by tefillin, if you, and he goes out of his way to say, if you put on one of them, you were in kind of a mitzvah. Part of the contrast to tzitzis is that if you just put lavan or just put tchelas, you wouldn't be able to say anything. In other words, if you had
right, except
if you had 7.5 white strings or a half of or just a half of tchelas. But except, and perishim shnayis and Mishnah Torah when he says that you put kul tchelas to kul lavan, he's talking about you have eight total strings.
But he's just got through saying Ein Ma'akvim Zuzu. He's going on the din of Ein Ma'akvim Zuzu.
Ein Ma'akvim, and if you have the Gedil Mishlemusa.
Good. I'll read again. V'dash v'tcheles olavan, there's still a doichik here, and there's a more machushtig way to say it, I think, which maybe we'll get to. But v'dash v'tcheles olavan, av v'bish Ein Ma'akvim Zuzu. Or raise a yachad mitzvah achas. Lo shnei mitzvah. Av v'tfil shi yav shalva. Lo shnei mitzvah. either Tchelis Lamed are not Ma'akev in the context which are not Ma'akev, meaning you have all eight strings. Right? Or, I mean, the Ram holds whatever the Vayetor is. The Ram holds you don't need eight strings of Vayetor. But the mitzvah. Harei im yachan mitzvah achas, lo shtei mitzvahs. But tefillah shalayav shalosh is two mitzvahs. Kamosh abiranu. Ulefichach. Since I just, again, he's talking about tefillin, since they are two mitzvahs, therefore, if you do one, you're mekayim mitzvah. As opposed to tefillah and lavan, we're not mekayim mitzvah?
If you just did one of them. But, and then again, if you didn't do anything except for what's supposed to be love?
I don't know. I think this kind of talks about tchelos and love in Ma'akev Zuzu. It means whatever he thinks it means in Mishnah and the Gemara. Meaning you only have all love and all tchelos, or whatever. No, all tchelos. Whatever. You only have the Keridumim. But the.
There are Rishonim that say that when it says tchelos Ma'akevus and Ma'akevus is a love, what it means is that you're allowed to put on two strings of love and seven.
Right. No, understood. But I don't. Whatever it means here, the Chorot shouldn't. I don't think it's that's the Rambam's point of contrast. Had the tefillin shalom shalosh been one mitzvah, you're saying had they been one mitzvah, there'd be no way. You're saying had there been one mitzvah, you think it's a similar but slightly different bar. You're saying, I think, if I understand correctly, you're saying that this musug that the Rambam has, that tchelos and lavan are one mitzvah, in other words, that's a mitzvah b'shlei musah, to do both, but it's a mitzvah within the same mitzvah. That is only shayach within, you're saying the same thing, but maybe for a slightly different reason. That's only shayach within something like tzitzis, like, that would not be shayach by tefillin, and would not be shayach by four corners either, because it's only shayach where somehow one could cover for the other, essentially. In other words, if the two chalakim are A plus B, period, then there's no way to say there that one is really one mitzvah and one is and one is just a shlamas mitzvah. It's simply when it comes to love and tcheles, where they're all together eight strings. Let's talk about love. Let's leave the gerdum out of this. There's also eight strings. And tcheles is like a substitute for one of the love, part of the love in some respect, then you could talk about not ma'akev because you have a substitute. Okay, I guess that's a possibility. Again, so, but it's the same kind of halach. The halach being, the Rambam said it specifically, the whole halach, even though he's given a reason for Inyan Echad, it wasn't automatic, but the Rambam said it specifically by Lavan and by Lavan and tcheles, that you can have this concept of a mitzvah achas, mamash achas, we define it as a mitzvah achas. And yet, nama akev. But when it would come to tzilin shayach, tzilin shirosh, or when it comes to dalet kanfos, so there, since it's you have to do A plus B plus C, there's no way to say that it's a. Either you're going to tell me the nama akev each other, period, and there are two mitzvahs, or you're going to tell me the arm akev and one mitzvah, but to say that there's a mitzvah b'shlei musa by adding something entirely new, that doesn't make sense. So I was saying it because it's different maisa. You're saying just because it's the next step. Okay, fine. I can hear that. I hear that. Good. It's also different. I was working off the revash, but yeah, I think that's and that maybe. Good. Yeah. Fine. I should add one thing. I'll add is that I don't know if this is totally. I've saw on a sefer Chasam Chacham that. He wanted to point out that this she is a Rambam, that Lavan and Tchelis are one mitzvah, even though the Nama Akev is necessary based on the Shita about how we understand Tchelis and Lavan. Because the Ram Shita is, we'll never get there in Lama Ches, that there's a big machlok v'shoinim. Rashi and Tosfos hold that the way tzitzis is supposed to be is two, and I've seen if Shechter knows this, is two strings of Lavan, two of Tchelis, four and four. The question is, what do you do when you only have Lavan? That's a machlok v'shoinim. But that's the way it's the deal when you have Lavan and Tchelis. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, the Rav disagrees. The Rambam says that basically what you have is that you have is take your four strings of lavan and you turn half of one of them tchelos and use that as the winder. And I think the Tziv really points out that's because it's not lavan plus tchelos at all. It's that the tchelos is meant to be the posel around the lavan. earlier. But the so some might say that it could be that the pshat is. Could be pshat is a few of the Rambam. What do you mean? Is he going to tell me that there are two mitzvahs? The whole nature of mitzvah tcheles is to supplement the mitzvah lava. Again, going to come to talk about Taisa Shid, you can talk about them. One mitzvah, two mitzvahs. There's, because after all, they're additional. They're complementary. But this is they're this plus that. They're this and that.
According to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah just tcheles.
Right. There's a mitzvah just tcheles in Gerdumim. So. Right. Right. True. But even though that tcheles, right. There's a mitzvah just tcheles.
Probably just going around
itself. Right. And as well. So you got to work that out, how the Gerdum plays, what exactly it is. But, yeah.
Ram is just after it was once wrapped around the white.
What?
It was originally around the white and then it fell off. White fell off.
Right, Gerdum.
It was wrapped around itself.
It was wrapped around the white and then it fell. And then,
it wasn't wrapped around itself.
No, okay, I'm saying, but it was wrapped originally.
Yeah.
Then it's
by itself.
Right, it's hanging by itself. But also, Bechlau, I mean, it's the Rambam certainly didn't think that was muscle rishon, because the Rambam needs to think it's a drasha for this. I mean, the Rambam said, I would have said it's two mitzvahs. I was at two mitzvahs. It's just that I have a drasha from how you tell me it's one mitzvah, and then he's bothered by tefillin. No, he doesn't exactly say it the way I'm saying it right now. Oh, and because I have a drasha, and says why is tefillin different? But he keeps contrasting tefillin and tefillin, says, and in mitzvah yud gimel in many mitzvahs, he has to bring a raya that tefillin is two mitzvahs, not one. So why does he have to bring a raya for that?
It could be that's where you got his formulation. It's post-factum.
Possibly, right. So it's if you want to argue that the Rambam wouldn't have learned the whole Musaf of Tcheles and says that way.
Now that he's mukhra to learn
them, the right, but I'm not sure why. But okay, yeah, why is that mukhra? Right, his mukhra says in Inechad. Inechad could be for a lot of reasons. I don't know. It's hard to say that compels you to understand Tcheles that way, and if the Rambam is sort of independently, it sounds clear that I didn't think that was Mukhar. I mean, it could be that it's Kambani, but it's still a separate Indian hypothetical. There's a mitzvah called wearing big strings, mitzvah called Lafan. There's another mitzvah of having a Psil Tcheles. It happens, you're right, the only way to do a Psil Tcheles is if you surround your Lafan, that's true. But the Torah demanded the two separate pages that happened, two separate mitzvahs, two separate pages. The Torah tells you can only fulfill, you know, practically, generally at least, the second ever doom, one built on the other. But it's but that's the way it works. That's the pragmatic consider what's happening. But it's not necessarily the etzim. So I want to skip to what Moshe was talking about before and see if this plays out. Now we get back to our sugya here. Maybe I'll start with the kasha. The Karen Ora asked the kasha. Karen Ora says, I don't understand why the Rambam felt the need to paskin to tell us that Kenosh Yerlam Zayin. Why is Rambam in Mishnah Torah, nonetheless, feel the need to tell you that you know that Tcheles and Lavan are mitzvahs and you're Mekayim one mitzvah? My nafkamina. It's a little bit similar to what the Rambam was asking why the Chazal needed to tell us that. So he wants to know why the Rambam needed to tell us that. My nafkamina. So if I was right before that the Rambam thinks that that's part of the understanding Torah, that's part of Talmud Torah. Our mitzvah Talmud Torah is to know what the mitzvahs are, and then to know what the dinei mitzvah Torah. And Ram thinks that Tarek mitzvahs is giving you sort of the building blocks of mitzvah Torah. So yeah, you know what? That's not a kasha. That's important to know. That's it keeps emphasizing the mitzvahs and every halacha, not just because Shabbat not a mitzvah, because that's what the halacha is about, developing this mitzvah. But the Karen obliges the kasha. Could be something else. The Gemara here, like this. Again, the Lashon Mishnah here, let's say in Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Shmuel Shita was Arbat and Arba Mitzvahs. So the Gemara is Maibinayu. The Gemara is three and a half communities. Sudden Batsizi Gunayu, Rabbi Hino Matalis, Baz Chamish Gunayu, Rinamar Defuni Gunayu, Talis Shayna Matsias Gilchasel. So what did Rabbi Shmuel mean when he says Arbat and Arba Mitzvahs? So, Newber put in the Maamar Kumas the Miuchas the Rashba, wherever he was. Chida thinks he was a Rashba. Other Achronim, the Chemed, the Chavetz Chaim, and others, in the Shalom Melech, didn't know he was a Rashba. So, it is, but so definitely a Rishon. You know, they made it that they had a in Yerushalayim for at least from the 1400s or early, the Sefer. So it's an old Sefer from Rishonim. Maybe the Rid, maybe not. So, if you look at the introduction to the whoever he was. So the Choshurishim. So he writes here that he's bothered by the Kasha, which is why the Gemara says the Nafka Mina is if you have three. You only have three. Whether you wear three, that's Pasha Nafka Mina, right? So the Gemara doesn't say that. So he wants to say the Pshat is, he thinks it's Rashi trying to say. Rashi is bothered by the Kasha. The question Rashi means, Rashi is, might be Nayam, Mikomokam, Bein, Bein, Mar, Bein, Dalat, Tzitzis. Either way, you have to put four, so what's Nafka Mina? I shouldn't say explicitly that if you only have three, you're not Yotzei, but that's what he wants to say the Pshat and the Rashi is as well. That he's saying, what Rashi says, you don't say anything without four. So what's Nafkamina? So Nafkamina is, excuse me, this required development, the big Kiddush, that if you only have three, since when you have four, you're Mekayim four mitzvos, then even if you don't have four, that's considered something. It's considered some sort of a Maisa mitzvah, such for purposes of the Heter of Klein Betzitzis, and purposes of being not considered Masi and Shabbos. And for, again, Baal Chamish is complicated. But for those halachos, which probably tells you something about how he understands Klai and Betzitzis and Mass and Shabbos, but no time for that right now. That's what Rashba says. Now, that L'chayra is not like the Rambam or the Ramban. Because Lefi, the Ramban Beferish is not like that. The Ramban says Beferish that this Mishnah is the Raya, that when Dibbachalai uses the term mitzvah, it means ikuv. Right, so he clearly understood what Rishmael saying about the mitzvah achas means that the Makim says that. Tanakam says about the mitzvah achas means the Makim. The Rishmael says about the mitzvah means the Makim says. That Ramban, that's so because the Ramban says the Pharish like that.
Also, basically, the Mishnah itself starts by saying,
exactly. Right, so in Rishmael, the Rashba will tell you he agrees to the Ein Makim.
Like you said before. I mean, that you're machalic.
But the other direction of the Rambam. So it comes out like this. It comes out three sheets in, right? It comes out that the Ramban thinks that this the term Chazal, when they use the term mitzvah, they just meant ikuv. So the machalikus is about the Tanakam holds it is mitzvah chasem ma'akev, and Rishon is not ma'akev. This Miuchas Rashba holds everyone agrees it's ma'akev. And the machalikus is how many kima mitzvahs there are. And the Rambam thinks that's what he's talking. The Rambam thinks if it can't be multiple kima mitzvahs if they're ma'akev. So, Bal Karcha Tzarech Leimar, that can't even start. So Bal Karcha Tzarech Leimar, Rabbi Shmuel holds that there are Ba'ar Mitzvahs, that means an Am Akev. You know, it's Mechurishtik, why even the Chacham had, the Kashmir had to deal with was in Tanakama. Who told him, just because it's one mitzvah, that it is not? That was the question we told before. So, it's at least three sheetahs over here. I should put it differently. The Rashba disagrees with the Rambam in terms of the relationship between Ikuv and Kiyum and Mitzvah, and he clearly disagrees with the Ramban and the Rambam Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel over here. Now about Mitzvah. The question becomes: Lefi the Rambam, why did Rabbi Shmuel say? Why did Rabbi Shmuel say what he said? It's a funny lesson, no? Rabbi Shmuel about the Arba Mitzvahs. If Rabbi Shmuel was trying just to say Einu Ma'akev, then why didn't you say that? That was Makvus Uzu, Shram Tzachas, Shmuel Omer, Einu Makvus. And Einu Makvus theoretically, as I said before, in theory, Einu Makvus could even be with the Mitzachas. So we were trying to suggest a Chiddush, why? No, in this case it couldn't be with the Mitzachas. It's a Chiddush. But still, at the Iker, the point has nothing to do with Arba Mitzvahs. The point is about Yikuva. And especially if you think that the Mahalach I was saying before was not correct, that just like the Rambam says by Kalai, by Lovin and Tcheles, that you can have one mitzvah and still not be ma'akev. Theoretically, you have the same thing with Dalat Tzitzis, and the Lashon of Shea about the mitzachas, don't get too excited about. So then it's even more troubling. So why are Shmuel Shea about the Arba mitzvahs? There is zero hechrach for that. For his point. His point isn't even that. That he has to end up saying that. He doesn't have to end up saying that to get to his point. It's true. If they're Arba Mitzvos, they're Rakim Akim. It's true, but it's really beside the point. So, if he's a Rashba, I know why I had to say it. Right? Rashba, I know why I had to say it. Because that's the whole point. If he's a Ramban, he's not really saying anything. It's just a way of saying that Akim. It's a tiny way. So it's not such a kasha because those are just synonyms. But if you're around, they're not synonyms. They don't necessarily mean synonyms, but it's the wrong point to use. So the possibility exists, what Moshe was saying before, that would be a chiddush, that maybe the Rambam thinks that the Mishnah is being dafka. And maybe the Rambam thinks that if you had something that was one mitzvah, these nafkins wouldn't be true, even if they were not makif. The question is that possible? We require work. That would be a massive chiddush. That would be perhaps the makor for the sheet that the Rush thinks is crazy. What are I talking about? There's a briskus. There's a tshuva to Rush. The tshuva to Rush in Klal Beis. Let's finish up here. The tshuva to Rush in Klal Beis. Os test. I'm sure everyone will get back to this tshuva to Rush, where he talks that the people don't wear tzitzis outside on Shabbos. There are still people to this very day that wear tzitzis outside on Shabbos. So the Rosh says, yeah, Emma's wish are easy to exhaust her both, no again pain, she post to Alshlam, she yot from Shirabim, Vani Omer, she chum, she ain't let. The Rosh is not like this. He says, well, I understand. Why? Because the tzitzis might be puzzle. He says, then why are you making a brach on them? Maybe you check your tzitzis before you made the brach, check it before you go outside. And anyways, cheskas kashrus, you don't have to really check them every 5 minutes. So what's going on over here? So he says, at the end, he quotes that the Maharami needs to do it. So the Balaam or holds that we hold like Rebbe. Fine. Here's the quote. Other quotes, sorry. The Maharami needs to do it. The Yosef quotes. He doesn't like it at all. But one of his arguments is, V'yesh Omer, Shakol Taliz Shalonu Havim Mitsuyotso Shalok Kilchasan. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? The Lashon of the Gemara is Kol Tashim Einu Mitsuyotso Kilchasan. So all the Taliz Mitsuyotso Shalok Kilchasan. V'yesh Omer Shiz Rebbe. He doesn't say why. There's another kasha, which is a kasha has to be dealt with, which is even if the tits are puzzle, it shouldn't be chayav on Shabbos because based on the second Shabbos kolam test, because it's not a masel if you don't need them for anything else. But that's a good question. That's not in here right now. But the first question is that some say that all our tzitzis are in the kilchasan. All our tzitzis are not kilchasan. You can't wear them on Shabbos. I say yes, and how do you make brachas on them? So it doesn't sound like these yesh omrims were balamarniks and held that probably didn't make a bracha on them either. Maybe. Otherwise, he seems to know that these people are not. Maybe just assuming they make a bracha is not correct. It sounds like these yesh omrim are holding that no, that maybe you can make a bracha on the kilchasan on Shabbos. Where do you get such an idea from? Very possibly, Lamdan Beis. Meaning, if you say that the only reason why, my nafkamina, the only reason why Rabbi Shmuel said what he said is because they're four mitzvahs. But if they're one mitzvah, and you're not mekayim the mitzvah b'shleim musa, it's true you're mekayim some things so you can make a bracha, but the halacha that tzitzis are noy beged, and therefore you can wear them outside on Shabbos, might be only be if they're mitzuyatzis kehilchasa. Which means tzitzis and tchelas. Rabbi Shmuel said there are four separate mitzvahs. So you said if you have three, so there's no pagam in the three because you're missing the fourth. But if there's a pagam in what you have because they're chada mitzvah, and therefore if you're not makayim mitzvah shemusa, maybe a chiddush gadol, maybe you couldn't wear them on Shabbos. So the Rosh thinks that's off the wall. But the question is it possible? That's what the Rambam is saying. Maybe chiddush, but is it possible that someone, maybe not the Rambam, maybe yes, the Rambam, but that someone learned this Gemara, again, that the Rambam points out, Rabbi Shmuel didn't have to say about the mitzvah, Rabbi Shmuel didn't have to say the four mitzvahs, except to say, my man, what's the significance of noting, and that the Gemara is asking, what's the significance of saying that there are four mitzvahs? Yeah, of course there's an afkamina. Maybe there's an afkamina. If you have three, you put on only three. But the Gemara was asking why, perhaps the Gemara was asking why you pick up the lashon of four mitzvahs as opposed to saying in ma'akvahs. So what's the difference between four mitzvahs as opposed to being one mitzvah? The answer is Shabbos. Now, it's in Klayim, yeah, you have to say more, but it's not going to work in the Rambam in Klayim if you learn something more like Rashi. Not for now, we can talk about it afterwards. But B'chlal, the whole Gemara by Slam, it's hard to read, so I'm not necessarily dismissing this just because I can't figure out how to read the first part of the Gemara, I'll read the Rambam, Tzarechin. If that's true, that would answer the Karanara's question. Right? Kind of those questions, why is Rambam have to tell you that's one mitzvah? Because it's being nafkamina this one mitzvah. It happens to be the Lashon HaRam. You can't tell the Hechlik of the Ram. Lashon HaRam in Hilchos Shabbos is striking. But again, it's, I don't think the posting that I saw, I don't assume this from the Ram. This is not meant L'Halacha Maisa. The, if you look at the Beis Yosef, I don't think he assumes this from the Rambam. He's not omen in this, so he doesn't think it's right. The Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Shabbos is in Perek Yotes Halacha Chaf. He picks the Lashon HaGemara. L'ficha chayotze b'talash e'na mitziyatz k'hil chasa. It's Lashon HaGemara. Again, e'na mitziyatz k'hil chasa. Chayav meisha osan achutim chashu me'etzlo, etc., etc., etc. Aval talas ha mitziyatz k'hil chasa mutu l'atzba b'im b'yom b'im layla. She'ein ha-tzitzis ha-gemura masui. El-arei minoya begin. The tzitzis gemura is not a masui. It's that all about. It's gemura. So, I don't know. You have to look around. What if you'll say it, then Frankl wasn't saying anything over there. But just the old Zman of Frankl. So I don't know, but the
Looking
at that, $30 Okay, so I have to see. But maybe Zmanim, maybe it's Gemura means with Chaylus. Hard to know. One doesn't say one with the other. I'll be a Chiddush.
Rukh Yosef also says the Lashon of it's a Gemura, a big Gemura. So
because he's getting from Kilchasa.
Yeah.
Okay, that's look Lashon there also. But just for that's Moshe was referring to before. Right, that could be there'll be nafkaminas. In terms of that, being the Ruchlan is Kasha. Again, based on what we said in the middle of this year, that the Lefi the Rambam, this example of Dalet Kanfos wouldn't be subject to the possibility, just like Tefillin, wouldn't be shyach to the possibility of it being one mitzvah and yet not ma'akev, it's only unique to Tzitzit, to Lavan and Tcheles, then the question becomes less strong. It's still funny, but it's less strong. In other words, because then it comes out by saying about, even though in tzitzis and tchel, in lavan and tcheles, you could say it's one mitzvah and still say enam akev. So just say enam akev. Here, that wouldn't be possible unless it was four mitzvahs. They would go together. So maybe just saying, this Ram also agrees, just saying it could be matcha, right? But it's a he'or. Okay.